everyone, and welcome back to the Life Beat Podcast. I am your host, Danny Earle. Happy Valentine's Day. We are super excited for this podcast episode. We are joined today by the Multicultural Outreach Coordinator, LaTanya Lewis. LaTanya, thank you so much for being here. We are super excited to have you.
Thank you for having me, Danny. I'm super excited to be here.
The reason we have LaTanya on here is it is Black History Month. We are very excited to be celebrating. It is an important time in our country, reflecting on the history of the cultural changes that the Black community has helped our country advance with. And it's important today as we recognize a lot of racial disparity in the abortion industry. It's something that we work very hard at Right to Life of Michigan to counteract. And that's something that LaTanya is on the front lines every day working towards, and we're super grateful for. So, LaTanya, could you just start, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Right to Life of Michigan to be the community outreach coordinator?
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. I am LaTanya Lewis. I am a married mother, grandmother, and longtime advocate for my community. My background includes nursing, 911, if you can believe it, customer service, and outreach work, all of which have given me a deep passion for helping people. I just feel like I'm the person that's gonna help someone no matter what. So, and it shows in my community work and in the jobs I've chosen. I've always believed in the value of life. And when the opportunity came to work for Right to Life Michigan, it felt like a calling more than a job for me. I wanted to be a part of an organization that uplifts, empowers families, especially within the Black community, to choose life and access the support they need.
That's great. And just so all of our listeners know, we have a state office here in Grand Rapids, but our multicultural outreach team, they're more so based over in the Detroit area, where we see a lot of different cultural groups, which is why it's so important to have this multicultural team that allows Right to Life of Michigan to reach these communities in more personal ways, which is something that we're very grateful to have LaTanya on the team and her voice. She has been impactful in her community before she even started working here. So having her on the team it's been a great addition. What are some of the joys that you have experienced in sharing Right to Life's message within the Black community that you've experienced so far? And what are maybe some of the challenges?
As you mentioned, I'm here, I live in Detroit, and that's a lot where the Black outreach is. And so it's wonderful for me to meet people on a personal level. Like you said before, our main office is in Grand Rapids, but I'm mm-hmm. here in Detroit. So I'm boots on the ground in Detroit. So I'm right. talking to people at, you know, local churches and, you know, at the gas station, yeah. you know, at my granddaughter's school. And so that's a joy for me, connecting with people on a personal level, meeting them where they are, so to speak, and having those real heartfelt conversations about life, family, and support. Many people in our community already have a strong pro-life foundation, and it's rewarding to reinforce that belief and provide them with the resources that they need. The challenges, on the other hand, is overcoming decades of misinformation and addressing the systemic barriers that often make abortion seem like the only option. Many women feel unsupported or unaware of the help available to them. It's tough, but through the education and outreach, we're working to change that narrative.
What are some of the ways that you promote life? I know that as an organization, we promote pregnancy resource centers as an option for women to go to. We promote life, the other choice, letting them know that they have this other option available to them. How over in the Detroit area do you promote life?
We're promoting life in the Detroit area through education and through our outreach. So different schools we reach out to, different churches, and we go and we provide them with education. We also have resource centers located in the city where pregnant moms can go and get the resources that they need. And that's important for our organization because we don't want to tell a mom to choose life and not give that wraparound service right. that they need. So right. we have pregnancy resource centers. We're available, me and our team. We have a whole team. It's not just me that, you know, we're available for anything that we can do to help you. But like I said, we have education. We reach out to the children, and we also have pregnancy resource centers as well.
That's great. Yeah. Two main pieces of our work are education and then acting on that education. We want women to feel that they have the ability to choose life, and then working with them to access these resources, allowing them to find places that they can find this support, whether that is mental and emotional support or support through material goods like diapers or baby bottles. So that's great that there is a team out there that is really interacting with these women on personal levels and telling them about these opportunities. The Black community strongly values life and family. Black people, like everyone, know in their hearts that abortion is not something to choose, but rather something to avoid. What do you think has led the Black community to a place where abortion is so prevalent? As we see in our state that, unfortunately, over 50% of abortions are performed on Black women. So what do you think has led to this kind of unbalanced ratio?
Absolutely. There are a few key factors. One is a lack of access to proper health care and resources. Many women don't feel like they have the support needed to raise a child, whether that's financial stability, housing, or child care. Another major factor is the influence of organizations that promote abortion within our communities while failing to offer real solutions. Generational poverty, lack of education, and systemic issues have made it harder for women to see a clear path forward. That's why it's so important that we step in and let them know that there are other options and that they are not alone.
That's great. Yeah, I feel like the voice, the presence of the pro-abortion side is very strong, especially in large metropolitan areas like Detroit. Back in September, the Multicultural Outreach Team does a Pregnancy Resource Center grant tour where we go to all these different PRCs and provide them with financial help as they work to promote life to women. And one in particular that really surprised me was based on a street corner directly next to an abortion facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, these PRCs and the Multicultural Outreach Team here at Right to Life in Michigan are really on the front lines combating this very abortion-heavy narrative, especially in these large areas like Detroit. So do you feel like the voice of the pro-abortion side is pretty deafening over in those areas? For someone who is living in Detroit, a young woman who is experiencing an unexpected pregnancy or maybe pregnancy that she doesn't feel she is financially or more emotionally available to support, do you feel like that abortion voice is the most heavily influential voice in those areas?
I feel it's been my experience that they yell louder than we do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
the pro-abortion, but we're there, you know, we're mm-hmm. here, and so many restrictions have been placed on us that we're really not allowed to yell as loud as they are. But I just want to, like I share with my supervisor Tina, I'm just planting seeds. You know, mm-hmm. is you know, if we continue to plant seeds, you know, they're going to sprout at some point. Someone's going to maybe remember, oh yeah, they have a pregnancy resource center. You know, maybe if they see a sign or some of our literature. In May, we have a huge the Motor City Baby Shower. And that's on May 17th, and we've just got all of the imaging and the, I think the link is up for mothers to sign up, and it's totally free. And that's one of the resources that we provide. And this is not just, this is for our multicultural outreach. So any mom in the state of Michigan is welcome to come there and get resources and get in touch with people that they need and, you know, and leave with something. Everyone who comes is going to leave with something. And I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. So, you know, we may not be the loudest voice, but we are the most consistent and we are there.
Amen. And that's just that consistent push against the pro-abortion narrative. It's so important because you never know when it's going to click. A lot of times with going to school, I was an advertising major, and you hear that you really need to reach someone a minimum of 7 times for that message to really click in. So constantly reminding these women that they have another option. They have a beautiful, hopeful, courageous option, and that is to choose life. So that's great that there is that repetition and really reaching these women where they're at. Are there enough resources available in Michigan to help support women to choose life for their baby? What are some ways that you and your team help raise awareness about the available resources?
There are resources available, but the issue is that many women don't know about them. Mm-hmm. That's why outreach is so critical. We work hard to spread awareness through the community events, churches, partnerships, and social media. So, like I said before, the resources are available, and you know, we don't scream as loud as the pro-abortion, but we do have resources available. So we're constantly interacting with churches and with our different outreach venues and things like that. And throughout the community, you know, we're just getting the word out. So even if I don't attend this church, if I get to them and I let them know, hey, you know, so that we're doing it, that, so maybe like partnering with different right. churches and without the community.
Like you said, maybe our voice isn't the loudest, but sometimes I feel like that might be more beneficial for them, where a pro-life voice isn't in their face screaming, you need to do this, this is your only option. We recognize in Michigan that, unfortunately, due to the passing of Proposal 3, women have the option to choose abortion at any point of their pregnancy for whatever reason. Our job is to come to them, and for choice to truly exist, to promote to them that there is this choice for life. And having a more tender and compassionate approach to that, I think could be very beneficial for a lot of women who could feel alone, scared, not prepared for this pregnancy, and just to hear that options aren't being forced on them. They're being presented to them in a loving and accepting way, I think is very beneficial for them. As a mother and a grandmother, what is some advice that you have for young people growing up in society today, especially over in the Detroit area? What is your advice specifically to Black women between 20 and 30, a demographic that we see is commonly targeted by the abortion industry?
Absolutely. My advice to all young people is to know your worth and never let society dictate your value. You have the power to shape your future, and the choices you make today will impact generations to come.
Amen. That's great.
I try not to preach, but you know, I'm of that age.
I love it. That is great advice. What are some of your hopes for the Black community going forward into the future? It's Black History Month, a great month-long celebration. What are some ways that we can both appreciate the past and move forward towards a brighter future?
I like that question. I hope to see a community where women feel empowered to choose life without fear or hesitation. I want to see a stronger family support system, more resources in our neighborhoods, and policies that uplift rather than oppress. My biggest hope is that every woman knows that she has options, that she is never alone, and that choosing life leads to a future filled with love, strength, and opportunity.
Amen. Amen. And that's great. Promoting love on Valentine's Day. It ties
in well. Got my red shirt on and everything.
Perfect. In the Detroit area, as you're reaching out to these communities, have you experienced some great kind of personal connection? Have you been able to reach women on a personal level? And while not sharing any names as to keep their experience private, have you reached people in a way that they felt like they could then choose life?
I think I have, just like I said, planting the seeds and letting them know that we're not just telling you to choose life and put you in front of the bus. You know, we're telling you that you have the option to choose life. We would prefer that you choose life. And if you do, you're not here alone. You know, so, you know, and like you said, I think the softer, reassuring voice, as opposed to the yelling in your ear, mm-hmm. is much better, especially with a decision as big as that. So I think I have. No one has come back and brought me baby pictures yet. But I do believe that I have, because whenever you see me, wherever you see me, I'm always speaking pro-life, and you know, you can approach me and I'm the same. So I think the consistency is there, and they know that I'm going to give you a hug if you need it. And sometimes that's just what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times in the pro-life movement, the people promoting Life the Other Choice here, Right to Life in Michigan, we don't always see concrete examples of women choosing life. Sometimes we just give them the resources and they go on their way, and we pray and we hope the best for them, but we don't always know the results of their decision. And that's something that we just have to come to appreciate, that this is their, it's their decision going forward, and it's their choice to make. And just being there, like you said, to plant that seed, let them know that they have these other resources available to them. That in and of itself, I feel like it's our way of reaching these women in a way that's not too demanding of them, or in a way that's going to put them in a position that they feel cornered or scared. So I think that just initial connection is really something that we have come to cherish and appreciate here in the pro-life movement. So we'll go ahead, we'll plug this one more time, because this is such a great event. We are doing our second annual Motor City Baby Shower. Could you just touch on maybe some of the successes that we saw last year and how we're hoping to capitalize on those going into this year?
Well, as you said, Danny, one of our biggest events we host is the Motor City Baby Shower, where we provide essential baby items, connect moms with local support services, and celebrate the beauty of life. We also work with pregnancy resource centers, churches, and local organizations to ensure that women have access to the help they need, whether that's housing assistance, prenatal care, or parenting support. So the one last year was phenomenal. It was at Clark Park, which is in Southwest Detroit. There were over 200 moms there, moms that registered. There were also moms that came that did not register, but I want you to know that no mom or dad left that event without something, without a resource, without a diaper bag, without a maybe a car seat. But we ensure that everyone leaves there with something. So we invite, the link is open and it's up, and we invite any families that are expecting to please sign up. You won't be disappointed. We're going to feed everyone. We're going to have fun. And we're just going to fellowship there together. And every family, not just, I know sometimes we focus on the moms, but you know, usually the mom, and there's a mom and a dad. So families are welcome to come and fellowship with us. And like I said, no one will leave there empty handed. We have something for everyone. We prefer that you register just so we'll know. But if you're unable to register, please don't let that deter you. Please come.
Where can listeners go to find the link to sign up?
Listeners can go right to rtl.org. And we have a link on that page, and it tells you more about the baby shower, because maybe you are someone who wants to volunteer. Maybe you're not a mom or a grandmother, but you want to volunteer. We encourage that as well. So, yes, they can go right to the rtl.org website, and there is a listing on there about the Motor City Baby Shower that's at Riverside Park on May 17th from 2 to 4 o'clock.
Perfect. The perfect plug. That's... Yeah, this is such an amazing event. I've heard great things about last year. I wasn't able to attend the one last year, but just hearing the support that was flowing from an event like that, hearing great testimonies from people who were able to go and receive support, it's something that I hope we carry on for years and years. And it sounds like there's such a community of support in Detroit, all these pregnancy resource centers and churches coming together to show their support for these young women and their families. Like you said, there's the father will come, and sometimes kids of these mothers will come as well. Just a real great opportunity to show support for community and for life. So please, if you have the chance to go, we encourage you to sign up. Such an amazing event. And if you are not in the Detroit area, still looking for an event to get involved in Right to Life of Michigan, we have plenty of events on our events page. So we always encourage you to check those out. All right, LaTanya, that is all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us. LaTanya's joining us here on Zoom. I didn't clarify that earlier. So just thank you for taking the time. You are such a great resource over in the Detroit area. We're just reaching these communities who really need our support. So thank you for all that you do here at Right to Life of Michigan.
And thank you so much for having me, Danny. It was wonderful. I was looking forward to it. I was a little nervous, but you made me feel right at home. And I just want to say to our listeners, even if you have a question, you can go to our RTL website, and my picture's there with my email. Feel free to reach out, and I'm there all the time to answer any questions or anything like that. And thanks again, Danny, for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, thank you for listening to this episode. Happy Valentine's Day. Please join us in 2 weeks when we have another very special guest. Until then, have a great day and a great weekend. Bye-bye.